$1,000. And
from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Usain Bolt is upstaged by Jamaican colleague Johan Blake in the Lausanne Diamond League meeting.
At halfway, it is Johan Blake. Where can he stop the clock? The Beast crosses the line in 9.69 seconds into a headwind. That was quick.
And only Bolt has now run faster than his fellow Jamaican over 100 metres. Bolt did take the 200. Barcelona beat Real Madrid 3-2 in the opening leg of the Spanish Super Cup, giving Tito Villanova victory in his first El Clasico as manager. And South Africa and England's cricketers meet for the world number one ranking again. This time it's in one-day cricket. We'll start with the athletics, where Johan Blake recorded his fastest 100 metres ever in the Diamond League in Lausanne. The Olympic silver medalist won in 9.69 seconds, a time only Usain Bolt has bettered. And Blake and Tyson Gay are now the joint second quickest athletes over the distance. As for Bolt, he did compete, and he won the 200 at the Swiss track. Our athletics reporter Ed Harry was watching.
Bolt upstaged by Blake. It happened at Jamaica's Olympic trials and now again post-London 2012. Bolt maintains the big prizes have already been fought for and won, but for Blake to run 9.69 into the slightest of headwinds, matching Bolt's winning time from the Beijing Olympics, the younger man will take much from a performance where he took his personal best into the 9.6s. He's now equal second to Bolt on the all-time list, along with Tyson Gay, whom he beat into second place in Lausanne. Bolt led his 200 metres off the bend and always had a winning margin. He broke his own stadium record. He gave the crowd their show, but he's tired.
Bolt was in generous mood afterwards, saying he was pleased his training partner Blake had put in such a good performance.
It was great. For me, he did extremely well. He reacted well, and that was one of the good things. I got a good start, and I knew he was going to run fast. I predicted 9.72, and he did him fast, so that's good.
Elsewhere, the Olympic champion Kirani James took the 400 metres, but another London gold medalist Ares Merritt was disqualified for a false start in the 110-metre hurdles. That was won by the world champion Jason Richardson. Carmelita Jetta beat Shelley-Ann Fraser-Pryce in the women's 100, and Pamela Jelima of Kenya took the women's 800 metres, defeating Russia's Olympic champion Maria Savinova. Now to football, because Barcelona have won their first match against Real Madrid under new manager Tito Villanova. They beat their big rivals 3-2 at the Camp Nou in the first leg of the Spanish Super Cup. Barcelona went 1-0 down to Cristiano Ronaldo's header from a corner, but they then scored three times in 22 minutes through Pedro, a Lionel Messi penalty and Xavi, while Real's second came when Angel Di Maria robbed goalkeeper Victor Valdez with 5 minutes left. There's still a second leg to play. There have been 30 qualifying ties for the Europa League tonight. Inter Milan won 2-0 at Vaslui of Romania in Javier Zanetti's 800th appearance for the Italian club. And Liverpool beat the Scottish side Hearts 1-0 in an entertaining match in Edinburgh, which was watched by the BBC's Juliet Farrington.
Hearts didn't deserve to lose the first leg of this playoff, a case of bad luck for Andy Webster, who turned the ball into his own net with 13 minutes to go. The Scottish Cup winners frustrated Liverpool, who should have taken the lead at the end of the first half through Fabio Barini. Instead, his shot smashed off the post. Hearts went close to equalising at the end of an upbeat game, but just couldn't find the net. Callum Patterson's strike parried away by Pepe Reina. Brendan Rodgers knew it was going to be difficult, but with a narrow one-goal advantage, the tie is set up nicely for the return leg at Anfield next week.
Meanwhile, Fulham have lodged a formal complaint with the English Premier League over Liverpool's interest in the American Clint Dempsey. The complaint names the manager Brendan Rodgers and his comments about the player after an incorrect story appeared on the Fenway Sports Group website, which claimed the American had moved to the club. Liverpool say the story was mistakenly put there. Fighting between fans laid the start of the Europa League match between PAOK Salonika of Greece and Rapid Vienna. Rocks, bottles and flares were thrown. PAOK won 2-1. Marseille trailed 1-0 at Sheriff of Moldova before winning 2-1. And the Russian big spenders Anji, managed by Gusinic, beat AZ Alkmaar of Holland in a game played in Moscow. That was 1-0. The Ivorian Lucina Traore scoring the only goal. Elsewhere in football, an emotional Antonio Conte has labelled his 10-month ban for not reporting match fixing as a disgrace. As you'll have heard yesterday, the head coach of the Italian giants Juventus lost his appeal against a controversial suspension. He won't be able to take charge of the Serie A champions on match days this season. The club, though, is appealing again. Luka Modric appears to be a step closer to moving from Tottenham, with the Spurs boss Andre Villas-Boas saying that talks are progressing.
I think, you know, situation is on the chairman's hands. Chairman has told me that the talks are ongoing. They are doing some progress, but you know, the situation can be solved within the next couple of days. At the moment, as I told you before, the player continues to train apart, and he will keep like that till the end of the transfer window, I guess.
Pierre Sparras has also confirmed his England international centre-back Michael Dawson has held talks with another English Premier League club, Queen's Park Rangers, but he could still stay at Spurs. Finally, staying in the English Premier League, Wigan have confirmed they've accepted a bid from Chelsea for the Nigerian winger Victor Moses, and the player now has permission to talk to the London club. The president of the International Paralympic Committee, Sir Philip Craven, says that the organisers are very, very close to producing the first sellout in the 52-year history of the Games. The Paralympics begin next Wednesday. Sir Philip's also told the BBC he's confident they'll be able to combat the illicit practice called boosting, which is when athletes harm themselves to increase blood pressure and improve performance.
Well, this is something that we've been aware of for 15 years now, and I think that it is allied to anti-doping in a way, that we're just the same as the International Olympic Committee, the International Paralympic Committee, four members of the World Anti-Doping Agency, so all athletes are subjected to dope testing. But also boosting is an additional area for a very small number of athletes who either have a very high spinal cord injury, in other words they're paralyzed maybe below T5, T6, the thoracic vertebra, and also athletes who maybe have broken their necks. And this is to do with something called autonomic dysreflexia, where they can, by certain means, raise their blood pressure for competition. This is something that is not permitted. It's something that's quite dangerous for the health of the athlete, and it's something that we test for and ensure that doesn't happen. So it's very similar to doping testing, really.
That's the president of the International Paralympic Committee, Sir Philip Craven. Now to cricket, South Africa's AB de Villiers feels it would be stupid to focus too much on becoming number one in the world. South Africa have just taken the top spot from England in the Test arena. If they beat them again in the one-day series, they'll take another title off Andrew Strauss's side. The first of the three matches between the two begins in Cardiff on Friday. De Villiers is not quite focused on world domination.
I don't think we'll be focusing on the number one slot in the ODIs too much. We've got so much to learn still and so much to do and lots of room for improvement. It'll be stupid to be focusing on world rankings right now. We've got so much, so many challenges coming up in the future. I'll just want to take it one game at a time right now. We're in Cardiff right now and that's all I'm focusing on.
Meanwhile, England's one-day captain Alistair Cook is confident the Kevin Peterson affair won't affect his team's chances in that series. Cook says the one-day side is in form.
It's great to see, you know, some fresh faces coming back into the squad. They haven't been playing cricket for England in the Test matches, and that, you know, really brings new energy to the side. I think practice has been really good. But as we all know, it's about what happens tomorrow and what happens in the other four.
And finally, an unbeaten century from Cheteshwara Pujara in his first Test for more than 18 months helped India to 307 for 5 at the close of the first day of the first Test against New Zealand in Hyderabad. Pujara's 119 not out, Virat Kohli's unbeaten on 58. The left-arm seamer for New Zealand, Trent Bolt, took two wickets, including Sachin Tendulkar for 19. It's the first Test for India since the retirement of Rahul Dravid